This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the lovely confines of Austin, Texas, from the palatial abode that is the home of the Truth About Guns, is the Editor-in-Chief, Dan the Man Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
These, you have to admit that my introductions are getting more and more complex.
They're very florid. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Florid. Okay. Enough fun. This is very serious stuff, Dan. We got to bear down on this. Okay. Okay. So the doomsday has come and gone. What do we know? We're talking about the brace apocalypse. Yeah.
Brace apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yes, it has. It hasn't gone quite as well as President Silver alert probably envisioned, but, we're here. The brace rule is in effect. The quote-unquote amnesty period has expired. And surprise of surprises, very few people bothered to comply. By all estimations, there are, and depending on who you talk to, there have been 10 to 20 million braces sold in this country. Some people estimate as many as 40 million. I tend to think it's more closer. It's closer to that 20 million number.
Right.
And according to the ATF, all of 250,000 people bothered to register their brace-equipped firearm. Now, you could comply with the law without registering, of course, meaning you could remove it and destroy your brace. I'm guessing that you could count a number of people who actually did that on your fingers and toes. But, what we got is exactly what we've seen in like California when they required registration of firearms, in New York when they required registration of firearms. What you have is massive, widespread noncompliance and a giant middle finger aimed at Washington, D.C. from America's gun owners. I expected no less. This is even fewer than I thought might take advantage of this. People just don't care. Part of what's going into that may also have to do with the fact that we now have three injunctions that have been issued against the ATF and its enforcement of the rule by three different district courts. Now, those, just for everybody listening, just to be clear, that those don't cover everyone nationwide. They only cover the named plaintiffs in those cases.
Yeah, but I want to talk about that as well. But anyway, please continue.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, those named plaintiffs include three of the most prominent gun rights organizations in the country and their members, Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, and Second Amendment Foundation. I think the only one of those three that really limited that in any way is the one in favor of GOA, and it said that the injunction covers any GOA members as of the date of the injunction. The other two left it open, and basically if you choose to join FPC or Second Amendment Foundation, at least theoretically, you'll be covered by that injunction.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah. Consult your attorney.
Yeah. I'm not going to get too deep into that one just yet. Let's talk about this as far as what you think this means going forward from here on out. What do you think?
I think that this is part of a larger effort. The Supreme Court has been interested, court watchers believe, for a long time, excuse me, in reining in the administrative state and the extra legislative law creation, in effect, and enforcement that three-letter agencies have been engaging in for generations. We just saw that the court knocked down the EPA and trying to regulate puddles in somebody's backyard, claiming that that was a water navigable waterway. In that case, it's drawn on for years and years and years.
Right.
This is all part of Chevron deference, a theory that allows agencies like EPA and ATF to interpret laws any way they want and then enforce them. Everybody thinks that the Supreme Court would dearly love to slice that back to the bone. And one of these cases may very well provide the basis of that, or at least a part of that effort. So we should see.
One of the things I've thought about this is that some enterprising lawyer, maybe Stan Balea, maybe I don't know. Sambalia comes to mind, but somebody needs to get in there and go, let's talk about this Hughes Amendment. Let's talk about these, they got out there and they said, in order to have one of these, you have to have, on the one hand, you can have one as long as it was made by a certain date. So what does it matter when it's made? And, I kind of think this is sort of a, to me, I look at this and say, oh, wide open to go after the entirety of the NFA, the Hughes Amendment, the Gun Control Act of 1968, because all of this has largely proven to be ineffective. It's all largely proven. They have used, like, serializing things and all this other stuff. They've used that to track us now. We know that. And we know that they're tracking them because now people are showing up at people's doorsteps going, you bought 7 guns since January. Can we see them?
Yeah, the answer to that, of course, is do you have a warrant? And when they don't produce one, you close the door and tell them to have a very nice day.
Very nice day.
Exactly. All these things will happen, I believe, in time. But the key there is in time. These things take time to wind their way through the courts. These three cases that challenging the ATF's pistol brace rule will take time to work themselves out. Hopefully it'll go our way. My guess is it will in the Fifth Circuit. Who knows? There's two cases there. Excuse me. One and another. And if we get somehow a circuit court split, then the Supreme Court will be incented to weigh in on the matter. And again, as I said, that might give them the excuse that they've been looking for and maybe a case they think would be the right one in order to pronounce on the administrative state reach into our lives on a daily basis.
Well, I would have thought, with the EPA, I would think that would be a precedent because they've done this twice now with the EPA. They've also told the EPA they cannot regulate certain things out of existence.
And, when the court decides to weigh in,
I tell you what, I got so immersed in the conversation, I talked us right into the break. So you hang on. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman. We were talking about going after the NFA and all the other things of this pistol brace apocalypse that was forecast to cause such havoc, actually didn't. Although I'm one of the 250,000, Dan, just so you know.
I don't hold that against you for a minute.
Well, I am in well, I mean, I did it because I've been so public with the gun. I'd done videos with it and talked about it and had it, you know, it's been basically a guest on the show and some other things. And I basically felt like if I didn't do it, I'd be sort of inviting something. One of these visits and everything else. So I just decided I'd go this route. Although they made that as hard as it possibly can be.
That's, you know, our own John Bach did the same thing. He registered his and mentioned the same thing, that it was a very difficult process. It was not easy at all. And he decided to do his for somewhat similar reasons. He runs an operation called Gun Saves Life in Illinois, a gun rights org that loves to poke the bear and has filed suit against City of Deerfield and their assault weapons ban and challenge all kinds of other laws. So he's a longtime thorn in the side of the vast Illinois gun control operation.
Right.
And as he said, they'd like nothing more than to see video of him on TV being frog marched for having a gun, you know, an illegal, quote unquote illegal firearm. So he went ahead and registered his brace pistol and went through that process. I don't know how to brace. I don't know brace pistol. So I didn't even attempt to see what that was like. But he described that as a very difficult process.
Well, the difficult part was the day before the deadline, on the 30th of May, I get an email from the ATF. Now, mind you, I filed this on April the 13th. So I'm thinking, you know, we're more than 45 days gone from that particular moment when I, so maybe here's my tax stamp. That was not the case. They tell me that my submission is in a state of draft and has not been put forward. So having never done this before, of course, I go in there and I'm looking for it. I'm in all in a tizzy because now I thought I'd been smart and outwitted these particular gun control foxes. I go there, and not only do I have a draft, I have two drafts for the same gun.
Really?
Yes. So then I go to, I go to the girl that owns the gun shop that had helped me do all the stuff because I used their kiosk for silencer shop to do my fingerprinting and everything, right? And then I did the rest of the stuff, and I filed it on April the 13th. And she goes, go back in your email and look and see if you received an email from the ATF saying that it was submitted and being processed. So I went back, and Viola, it was there. So then if on the same site where I had two drafts, if I go down to the ones that are submitted or pending, I can't remember what it is, I have the one that was submitted on April the 13th, which is still being processed.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me there, and had I done, like, nothing on the site is intuitive. You can accidentally delete your form if you don't know what you're looking at when you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, they did not make it
nice
too very easy.
Nice of them to put those man traps in there.
So, let me ask you a question about this. And, you know, I'm not a cynical person in most cases. I am. But what do you think about the ruling where only the members of these organizations are exempt from the law?
Well, I think generally that's the way most judges tend to rule, because they don't want to be issuing orders that cover everyone in the country. That never seemed to be the case back during the current president or the previous presidential administration, where you get some district judge in Hawaii issuing injunctions and orders blocking all kinds of things nationwide. So while I think that's in their power to do that, I think they try to keep things more limited and applying only to the people who have brought the action to begin with. Now, in each case, you know, one of those plaintiffs was a gun rights organization with a lot of members, and you have the ability to join. You know, again, not in the GOA case, but in the SAF and FPC cases, you can still join and then be covered by those injunctions. Again, at least theoretically, that's what seems to be the case, according to the judges who have read these rulings. So that in effect takes these things nationwide. If you want to, you know, lay out $20 or $25 and become a member, so that's
right.
Fine. And I would suggest that people do that if you own a brace that you have not registered.
Which, would that still mean? Does this mean that in this particular case, let's say I go back and it's June the 5th and I joined Second Amendment Foundation, that means I'm exempt?
There seems to be some
questions
about this.
Yeah.
Some attorneys think no. Think you had to have been a member as of the date of the order. Others think yes. He goes by LKB. Our attorney here in Austin that we work with a lot, who writes for us and is a very smart guy, member of the Supreme Court Bar. By his reading, anybody can join and still be covered by that. He said it will be much more solid and substantial once there's a permanent injunction issued, which isn't the case now. This is a temporary injunction. And of course, the ATF has filed appeals in those cases. And then what's probably going to happen is when these things go up to the Circuit Court of Appeals, they're in the district courts right now, when they get up to the Fifth Circuit Court, and can't remember what other circuit court is involved, those judges will be asked to issue a permanent injunction, which will keep the ATF at bay until these things are fully decided in the court.
Sure.
Which will probably take years. So we'll have to see if the Fifth Circuit and the other circuit do that.
It does seem like some of these judicial processes have sped up a little bit, especially within the Supreme Court. But I tell you what,
if there was a deadline involved,
right? But we're coming up on the break here. I have a theory for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you what you think about this. And thetruthaboutguns.com, this is where I go for all the breaking news. They are the ones that truly are the breaking news. Dan is working today. As I talk to him, he is working today while everything is going on. So check them out. If you want to know the latest, especially like on this brace thing, you're going to find it at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The Northeast may finally start seeing a break in the Canadian wildfire smoke that's blanketing the region. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke may start lifting before the end of the day. Today's Major League Baseball game in Washington, D.C. between the Nationals and the Diamondbacks has been postponed. Also, a Pride Month celebration at the White House is being moved to Saturday due to the wildfire smoke. The event had been scheduled for tonight on the South Lawn. The Supreme Court is striking down Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that critics say discriminated against black voters.
Two conservative justices, including the Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by Justice Kavanaugh, sided with the majority, saying that Alabama was in violation of Section 2.
That's Julia Ainsley reporting. Despite a conservative majority, the nation's highest court voted 5-4 against the redistricting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com right now. The most interesting thing out there happening for me is the whole pistol brace brouhaha. I fell for it. I took the feint, and I have registered mine, although I do have plans for later on. Now, we were talking about the injunctions, Dan, and you're talking about there's going to be a permanent injunction, which there probably will, because based on Bruin, this can't possibly stand, right? It just can't possibly stand.
Well, there's two things. The temporary injunction until the case can be heard, and then what happens is the district court has not heard the case. The district court judge has just ruled that the plaintiffs have a reasonable chance of prevailing based on the merits of the case. So that justifies him issuing an order preventing the new rule from going into effect. Until the district court can hear the whole case, which they haven't yet, and then decide on the case. Now, what's then going to happen, of course, is it'll be appealed, and it'll go to the Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the court above it, you know. My guess is also that, in fact, I know that the ATF has appealed the injunction and asked the courts of appeals to rule not on the case itself, but on these injunctions that are blocking enforcement of them. And my guess is at least in the Fifth, and maybe in another circuit, you're going to get a permanent injunction, which means nobody does anything until this goes up through the Circuit Court of Appeals.
So here's my question to you, and this is my plan. It is far easier to buy a pistol-braced weapon and run that and then decide later on that you want to make it a SBR than it is to go out and call Spikes Tactical or any of these other guys and say, I want an SBR.
Right. That's always been the case.
Right.
I'm not sure how that works now, under the current regime.
Right.
Because I'm guessing very few people are selling braced pistols now.
No, but they're selling the pistols with just the tube, right?
They are, and you can still buy a brace. Yeah. SB Tactical still making and selling braces.
So here's my thing. This is my thing. First of all, I think they tried to push this because for a lot of people, getting the braced pistol meant that while you went through the brace, if your whole goal was to have an SBR, unlike the suppressor, unlike, I don't know, the fully automatic weapon, buying a pistol configuration of the AR-15 meant that, or whatever it is you were buying, meant that you had a functioning weapon that you could carry around. You did not have to wait on the tax stamp for it to be functioning.
Correct.
I think they found that to be an affront because they're out there. One of the things I've heard all of these little guys chirping out there is that, you gave us the power to regulate SBRs. Right, short-barreled rifles. So so they have acknowledged that a lot of people looked at the pistol brace as a way around the SBR. Right,
I think people. That's been evident since about 6 months after
the first one came out.
Went on the market. Yeah, exactly.
And what it really boils down to is they're wanting to regulate how we carry a gun and employ it. That's it, basically, right? They don't want us to put it that way. Putting it on the shoulder, they say, makes that a rifle. Now, what if I take my pistol and somehow or other manage to get the lower buttstock, the grip of my gun up against my shoulder somehow or another, and I'm firing that? Does that make it a rifle?
No.
No.
No, you're again, we're arguing thanks to the ATF and their arbitrary rulemaking. We're arguing on how many angels fit in the head of a pin, and if you replace so many boards on a ship, is it still the same ship? That
right.
kind of thing. It's these types of arguments, and these are the things the courts are going to have to weigh. The bigger issue here is a federal agency that approved the sale of a product, namely the pistol brace, and then for about a decade or so that was fine, and then did a 180-degree about face. But you know what? No, not so much anymore. Again, President Silver Alert doesn't like this, and we're going to reinterpret our earlier interpretation. And say that pretty much any gun in almost any configuration, there are a couple of exceptions to this, but pretty much any gun you put a brace on now constitutes a short barrel rifle.
Well, I guess that's a problem for them because, and I'm sure they're going to run into, we haven't seen the last of the butt stock, but I mean, if I were some enterprising House rep member on one of these little committees that they always put on TV, I'd be going out there and I'd be saying, you guys have regulated an entire industry out of business. Who do you think you are?
They did it with bump stocks too, of course.
Yeah.
But that was a much smaller, more niche business. And so it got a lot less attention. And it was also, a bump stock was also using a very high profile atrocity. So they were less sympathetic. The pistol brace, let's be honest, it was originally made for a
disabled
wounded veteran.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A guy who lost a limb in the war so that he could use an AR type of tech firearm.
Right.
And then, of course, they got more popular because people said, ooh, look what happens if I put this up against my shoulder. It may be short, but I can do it. And they do it. And it works that way. And the ATF always knew it. And, for there was like 6 months there where they said, okay, you can have one, but you can't put it up against your shoulder. And then they dropped that ruse, too. And then, of course, then you get the most anti-gun administration in the history of America comes in, and they issued the order. No, we're getting rid of these. Our paymasters in at Moms Demand Action and Giffords and Brady campaign don't like this. They think this is low-hanging fruit, an easy thing we can do to make life difficult for a lot of gun owners and some gun companies, and so we're going to do it. So they did it. That's literally what happened.
Right. Well, I guess that's going to be their fun day in court when they get in front of it. I would love to see. And they make mention on the website, somebody's out there already blaming Clarence Thomas for everything that goes on in the world.
Yeah, exactly. He's at fault, of course.
Of course.
All the gun violence problems in the U.S. Thanks to Israel and Bruin.
And, of course, he's also responsible for the new craze that came out amongst the non-issue states, which is the Bruin response laws. He's responsible for that, too.
Well, and, yeah.
But before we get into that, coming up on the last break, this is coming from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where I go on a daily basis to find out the latest and the greatest in the gun culture. And this is why you should go there. This is what makes my day fun, is checking out what's going on at thetruthaboutguns.com. I think it's still at about 13, 15 articles, something like that. When we get back, I got one that I want to talk about just because it's funny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, although I'm thinking very seriously about going into the Rolex fake selling business in California. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, you think I'd make any money selling fake Rolexes in California to the people that own real Rolexes?
There seems to be plenty of market for them. I mean, if you walk through Times Square, I know there are plenty of people selling them there. I guess in California, there'd be just as big a market. Lots of folks.
Well, I'm just thinking that they would.
You think that's a good way to protect yourself? You know, lose your valuables.
Lose your real Rolex. Yeah. So tell me about the Honorable Kevin Murphy. What happened to him?
Hey, Kevin Murphy is a judge in Oakland. I think he's a Schwarzenegger appointee, and he was walking to work, as I'm sure he does most days, and crossing the street from the garage. Across the street from the Alameda County Courthouse, when he was held up in broad daylight, relieved of his car keys, his wallet, his watch, and which was, as you mentioned, a Rolex, some other valuables. And it just goes to show you what happens when criminals are allowed to operate without any fear of any real consequence. It's open season on anybody who's law-abiding, and I think when it happens to a judge inside of the courthouse, it tends to get people's attention, and it certainly did here.
Well, you make a point of you've got several articles that play into this, one talking about being in condition white, which is where most people sit, isn't it? Most people sit in condition white.
Yeah, they're not really... Most people just aren't
aware.
Very situationally aware. Nope. Exactly. And they think, you know, that's why, you know, we've got police, we've got a fire department, I don't have to really worry about it. They'll handle the situation. Now, the more we enter into this experiment of rethinking criminal justice, and they read more and more stories about violators being going through the criminal justice system like a revolving door and coming right back out the other side, you know, sometimes the same day, more people are being impressed or getting the impression that, you know, hey, I might have to start being a little more concerned about my own safety, that of my family, that kind of thing. But I think it's safe to say still that most people do live truly in condition white and aren't aware. Other than, you know, some extreme circumstances, what the author mentions here, you know, you walk down the street late at night, you know, if you're walking to a bus stop or a subway or something like that, or you're going to an ATM, and I mean, people, even the most condition white people will usually perk up their spidey senses and, you know, look around and and maybe be a little more concerned then. But
take it all in.
It's a matter of normal daily activity. They just are clueless.
So let's talk about the blue cities, because the blue, I mean, this is Oakland is a, they've been having a lot of town halls where they're getting just raked over the coals for letting the cities be what it is. Somebody out there noticed this. What's this? What's his pilgrim's name? I think Brandon Smith.
Brandon Smith. Yeah, he's got a blog, and I don't know that he's famous or anything like that, but it was, yeah, he wrote an interesting piece. We grabbed a little piece for our quote of the day, and he makes the case that other people have made. He makes it a little better. Talking about how blue cities are the centers of America's crime problem. And, you know, the I think of the 30 biggest cities in this country, I think 27 or something like that, are under Democrat administrations, and they have been, particularly since the summer of Floyd, they've been engaged in but it's really gone on longer than that, an experiment in rethinking criminal justice and things like bail laws and police staffing levels and people like George Soros have been on one-man campaigns to weaken the criminal justice system by electing people who have zero intention of prosecuting all the crimes that are on the books. They think that the criminal justice system is inherently racist, is inherently unfair, and that the only way to do anything about it is to use prosecutorial discretion to choose not to enforce large swaths of the criminal code and turn people out who are innocently caught up in the criminal justice system just because they shoplifted, mugged somebody, assaulted somebody, stole something, that type of thing.
Well, you know, the people running the blue cities have a lot to answer for, because you know, you had these apparent cases when you look at what Cuomo did in New York State with the people when he stuck them in the nursing homes where they were going to die of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, they were yeah, the susceptible ones. I mean, that almost was that. I mean, I don't want to get too much into hyperbole, but isn't that how Hitler started? He went looking for the infirm and the other people, and he did away with them first. Isn't that how that worked?
I'm not going to go down that Godwin.
That's okay. I can. I understand.
But what he did was just criminally negligent.
Yes, it was.
He took people who were sick and stuck them in with the most vulnerable population in the state.
Right.
Resulted, and I think the latest number I saw, 14 million excess deaths directly due to his policy of shoving sick COVID-infected people in nursing homes. I don't even know where the logic of that kind of a move comes from, how anybody could have thought that was in any way a good idea. And that really wasn't what brought him down and forced him from office, but it should have been.
Yeah. It absolutely should have been. What brought him down was nothing compared to that.
Yeah, maybe he was a creep and a liar and was firing on employees, but you'd think 14 million bodies would be enough to...
Is that the number, 14 million?
It wasn't 14 million. I think it was 14,000. I'm sorry.
That's still a lot of people.
14,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a lot of people that are important to, you know, a lot of New Yorkers. That's just, it's crazy, and it's utterly needless. Other states didn't do that. A couple of others did, and they had the same thing.
Yeah.
They haven't been...
But they're all blue states, right? They're all run by Democrats.
Yeah, it happened in Michigan, happened in New Jersey. I think New Jersey's number was almost as bad, which is terrible.
Yeah.
And
a lot of these states, cop eat bigger states like New York, don't they? But, I mean, if you really want to look and see how bad it is to live in a state run by Democrats, just look at their COVID response, because they looked at that as a means to seize power.
Yeah, they did.
They did away with rights. They did away with the freedom of movement, freedom of religion. You know, you couldn't even say anything bad about it. You get in trouble for that. It became a thought crime in a lot of places.
No, so. And when the governors in places like Florida and Georgia backed off early on those restrictions, they were vilified.
Yeah, torn apart.
Everyone involved, yeah. Up to and including President Trump. He was no fan of those moves either. And Governor Kemp and DeSantis just said, sorry, that's what we're doing. We don't think what you're doing, you know, the prescriptions that you've made through all the wisdom of people like Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx and the CDC make any sense. And in the long run, they were, of course, proven right.
Right. But if you really want to see how engaged the left is, all of these blue cities are, you just need to look at how they did their COVID response. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find all of the latest things. That's where Dan and his crew, and I mean, he has a big, impressive crew of people bringing the latest everything. It doesn't matter if it's a gun review. It doesn't matter if you're new to guns. They have a beginner guns column or something like that. Gun reviews, beginner guns, what's new, let's see, gear reviews, and guns for beginners, and gun control. They have it all right there on the front page. You don't have to go looking. All you have to do is go to the website, thetruthaboutguns.com. Our number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.